It's time for our conservation conversation this morning here on Q92. With us today, Jenny Breberg from the Lac Parle Environmental Office, and she's going to be filling us in on the electronic waste collection, and then we'll talk a little bit about the hazardous household waste pickup collection that'll be coming up here in the near future.
First Saturday of each month, you can bring electronic items out to the landfill, which is just east of Madison, from 8 a.m. to noon. And we run this from the months of May through October. And we did have a change in price. It's still $5 for your basic monitors, fax machines, scanners, printers, VCR, DVD players, laptops, and TVs under 25 inches. We did increase TVs over 25 inches in all council TVs up to $10.
Okay.
Believe it or not, there's still council models out there.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I saw a few sitting out during the Madison citywide cleanup here.
And the desk model copy machines, which and the floor model copy machines. Well, the desk model are 10, and the floor model copy machines, if you bring them out, are 20, and $10 are for microwaves.
Okay.
The increase, because we do pay by weight.
Right.
And that's where we're finding we're kind of falling behind. We try and keep it a run-even program.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like you're making a lot of profit on this anyway. I know recycling isn't the most profitable business. So.
No, but it's a good way to get them taken care of properly.
Right.
Is the main thing.
Right,
so.
And get them out of the back room or whatever and give yourself some extra space.
Yeah. So, again, that's out at the landfill, and that's a quarter mile east of Madison on Highway 40, and you go a half mile north on 241st Avenue. So if you forget where it's at or don't know, you can always call the office.
Yeah, you got a sign sitting out there, too. I know you just head east of Madison and watch for the little sign pointing to the north. You'll find it.
Yeah. And then another reminder is with our wonderful recycling trailers that we have that are there 24/7 for everybody to use, including those in the city that do have curbside. But you know, there's those days when you do forget, and Maynard's admitted that he does forget once in a while.
I do, and I take them over to the recycling
bins. You're
welcome
to use the trailer. We just remind people again, don't put garbage in the trailers, please.
Right.
Because we do take the garbage out, and we will find out if there's any way possible who it is.
Okay.
It's illegal dumping.
And if the bins are full, I mean, you maybe wait and come back later. Don't
and
set everything up.
A lot of times, especially this time of year, the bins get full. If you notice that they're full, give us a call. We'll call Olson. The other thing also is the clothing boxes. If they're full, now they do come from further ways away. And I noticed a couple weeks ago, because everybody's doing spring cleaning, I'm sure, that the clothing bins were overflowing both in Dawson and Madison. And I did call them, and they said, we'll get out there as soon as we can. And they have been out. But certain times of the year they fill up, and they aren't from the area. So if they do fill up, please don't leave them outside the bins. I know it's an inconvenience, but take them back with you, and hopefully within a week they'll be empty again.
Right.
So, and same thing with recycling. Please, and if it doesn't fit in the bin, there's probably a reason why.
Right.
You're probably putting it in the garbage bag. You may have to take it out of the garbage bag to put it in.
And if it doesn't fit in one side, go around the other side of the bin, because perhaps
they are two-sided. Maynard has admitted to that too.
Yes.
They are a two-sided bin. So if the one side, and they do tend to
kind of pile up on one side.
They will on one side. Right. Go to the other side and check first, because I've done that many times. It's like, it's full, but go around the other side and there's plenty of room.
Right.
So always check out the other side of the trailers.
Right.
And they're all the same. They're, you know, here in Madison. They're out at the Hantho Town Hall, Marietta. They're all over the county. So, you know, you're welcome to use any of them. And we have in the village now, we have one out there too.
Okay. So. Great. So plenty of opportunity.
Right. So the big event coming up, of course, is the hazardous waste collection, and that'll be next Wednesday, May 17th, and it'll be at the Madison Highway Department Garage, as always, and it's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Please do not drop anything off early. We don't have the equipment there to package it up at that time, and it just causes chaos. The highway department does not handle it. If there are questions about whether you can drop something off early, the answer is no. And if you aren't sure if you should be bringing it, please call our office. We'll help you out. If you have a large quantity of something or something you're really not sure what it is, give us a call ahead of time. We do have Veolia that comes, and Jay, our regional person from Willmar, they will investigate and figure out what it is. But always, if it's in a container, bring it in. It's an original container, if at all possible. Especially if you have the phenomenous big glass jars.
Right.
The old glass brown jars, and you don't know what's in it. Pack them in a box so they're not going to bang against anything in your trunk and break, and bring them in, and the guys will investigate to see.
I know I got stuck with some of them at an auction sale one time, so I remember I brought them over to you.
Yes.
And you got rid of them. So.
Yep. And sometimes I have yet to see those guys baffled. They usually can figure out what it is. So. But like I said, leaving it in the original container, so if there are any type of labels on there, that's a big clue to them that what it possibly could be. And again, that's next Wednesday here in Madison at the Highway Garage, which is across from the fairgrounds. If you have questions about times or places or what you can bring, don't be afraid to call our office. We'll be more than willing to help you.
Okay.
And again, if you do miss this one, there will be one in the fall. And that will be at the Dawson Highway Garage.
Yep, kind of rotate.
Yep,
rotate
and that'll
between
be,
the two.
That's
right.
Usually the week after the fair. And I think we have to schedule with the two companies, and I think we have those both on the calendar. I don't remember the September date, but we, starting right in the beginning of the year, we schedule those because we like to do it the week after the fair.
Right.
We like to do this one before graduation when everybody's cleaning out garages.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that going on.
So.
Yep. So, yeah, but the Dawson people are welcome to come over to Madison.
Everybody.
Madison's welcome to go over there. Yep. It's for Lackawanna County residents.
Yeah,
so.
And it's households only, no
right.
businesses.
Yep.
If you are a business and you do have something, call our office because there are options of hauling it to our regional facility, but we need to know what it is, and there may be a small charge for it.
Okay, very good. And as you say, they can call your office.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number up there?
320-598-3132, and you can talk to myself or you can talk to Mark.
Okay, sounds good. And we do get calls over here every once in a while asking for your number. And if you're looking in the book, if you forget, it's under Lackawanna County, I
mm-hmm.
believe, right?
Yes, it is.
Just look under Environmental Office in the
yep.
book.
And you can also check out our new updated website under lqpco.com.
Okay, and just click on Environmental Office, I
yep.
suppose, or something
yep.
there. All right, we'll have to take a look at that.
Yep.
All right. Well, appreciate the update on what's going on there with the helping to clean up the environment a little bit. And we encourage everybody to take advantage of that. Again, if you do have any questions, call the environmental office or call us here at the radio station. We've got a lot of the information over here as well. We'll give you the dates and times and all that. And Jenny, thanks for dropping by this morning.
Thank you.
Jenny Breberg from the Lackawanna Environmental Office here on our conservation conversation this morning here on Q92.